Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
If there was one big thing, you know, I would give you a great answer. You know, I'm optimistic about the future of our offense against left-handed pitching. You know, Mountie's gotten going. He's a big part of that. Ramon's gotten going. He's a big part of that. We got T.O. back in the lineup. As the lineup is right now with some guys, you know, starting to pick it up, it's a little bit more balanced. We need to get on base more. You know, we're getting into three ball counts and we're giving walks away. We're getting deep into counts and we're not putting competitive balls in play. And ultimately, that's my responsibility to make sure that we do. It's a difficult position to be in as a hitting coach because you can look at the underlying stuff and, you know, you see that it should be better. But at the end of the day, results are results, and the scoreboard tells a different story. You know, the beautiful thing about Rutch is I think he understands that very well, and he understands that more than you might expect a player to. So, you know, the great thing about being Adley Rutschman's hitting coach is that he shows up every single day with the mindset that, like, hey, I'm going to get this right.
Cody Ashe, Orioles hitting coach, a couple of days ago in Anaheim, met with the media before the game against the Angels. The Orioles won, and Adley had a couple of knocks, including a ribby, had a home run taken away from him, as a matter of fact. But the struggles, and what I liked there was, scoreboard don't lie. When you're sitting in your seat, and they put the averages up on the scoreboard, his is bad. Not great. It doesn't say expected batting average. It doesn't talk about bad luck situations. It talks about what has happened in reality. And for Adley Rutschman, and we've been kind of giving him the business because he hadn't been that good. And based on his status and the expectations for him to help this team win ball games, he's been underachieving and doing it in a big way. And Cody Ashe understands. The reality of the situation is the results. Nolan, get in here. Also mentioned that Rutschman understands it too. And I think that's something that we need to keep mind of. We can sit here and bitch, complain, criticize, rag on. You don't think they realize what's going on? You don't think Adley Rutschman realizes that he's hitting .150 against lefties this year? And he was bad against lefties last year when he wasn't bad against them 2 years ago. You don't think they know what the problems are? It's like in all sports. You don't think Mike Elias realizes that his team's not good? They're underachieving? He went on a whole like media tour like he was lobbying for the Academy Award. He did every show but Barbara Walters and ours. Talking about the problems of the team. He knows what the issues are, and he's got a lot to do with it. Cody Ashe, you just heard him say, we're giving away a lot of up at walks. What do you think? He's telling them to be aggressive in the plate? There's a plan. Now, is it analytically driven or old school driven or a mix of both? They know their jobs. He knows his job. He just admitted we give away walks, and they were so good at that a couple of years ago, but they became so heavy, well, home run heavy driven, which they had a lot of success with for 3 months last year, that maybe they lost sight of that. And the runners with scoring position debacle, that's another discussion. Maybe that's got a lot to do with it as well. I mean, you got a guy on second or third, less than two outs, and you're up 3-1 in the count, usually a hitter's pitch. I mean, you don't have to swing. Yeah, you want that ribby. Looks good on the back of the baseball card. Looks good on the scoreboard. Hey, first and third, still one out. Maybe the meat of lineup's coming up. So he took blame for it. And the one thing we can say, whether you want to fire people or not, Hyde said, hey, I'm responsible. Elias has basically admitted to anyone who sticks a mic in front of his face, he is responsible. And Cody Ashe, the offense stinks. Now, if I'm the pitching coach, I'd be like, what the hell you want from me? You know what I mean? Anyway, what am I supposed to do with all this nonsense? But Nolan, we know that they know that I know that you know what the problems are. That's why they sit here 39 games into the season, 7-8 games out of first, because the Yankees won last night, and in last place in the American League East with a run differential that's one of the worst in baseball.
Right, yeah, words are ultimately meaningless. As you said, it's the results on the field that we're all clamoring for, but the only counter question I would have here with, you know, all right, we changed a lot of hitting coaches in recent years. You're asking yourself, well, at what point is it going to stick? At what point is it just the players? You know, where's the information coming from? What kind of information is it? But, I mean, Cody Ashe, sure, he took over as hitting coach this year, but he's been in the organization since 2023.
Yeah, down on the farm.
So if you're changing your coaches, but they're all coming from the same tree, so to speak, or the same organization, are you really getting a different perspective? Because to me, what was he in 2023? Says here, upper level hitting coordinator.
So, the titles are like upper level.
But
he's on the fourth floor. The other guy's on the first floor. You know what I mean?
He was here when they were no good last year.
Sure.
So I don't understand. You're not seeking any difference in opinion outside the organization. You're trying to change things up, get a balance between analytics and a little more, I don't know, old school, for lack of a better term. Whatever it is, I mean, you can change all the coaches all you want, but if you're just shuffling around the organization, you're not really changing anything.
My question would be with Holiday. His dad says, hey, you know, you're not doing this, do this, and he starts hitting better. You know, and I think listening to Brett Boone the other day, he was kind of saying the same thing. You got to, you know, the person that knows your swing the most, like his dad would call him up and say, hey, your hands are wrong. You know, these hitting coaches, do they know the hitters well enough to know that, hey, this is from what you're doing. Hey, that you shouldn't be doing that, Jackson. I mean, your hands are too high, your hands are too low, you know, or maybe he believes dad and he doesn't believe the hitting coach. That may be too.
That could be another problem altogether. But as we all know, not every player on the team's dad was a former Major League Baseball player. You know what I mean? So you do have to defer to the experts in the room, which are the hitting coaches. But this has been pitching coaches too. It has been kind of this revolving door. And it's an organizational-wide philosophy. Like when Buck was the manager, hey, Delmarva might have been doing something different than Bowie and doing something different than Norfolk. And then when Buck gets him in Baltimore, well, this is how we do it here. Well, that's not what they were telling me down in Norfolk. And I think that is a cool thing, what Elias has instituted. What you're doing here is what you're going to be doing in Baltimore. This is an organizational-wide philosophy. But you do have to understand the player. And yes, not everyone can acquiesce to launch angles. Maybe one dude's coming out of the college, high school ranks who you drafted, had success at the minor league level, who's used to protecting the plate when he's down 0-2 in the count, not trying to hit the ball 500 feet because, you know, you're all about exit velo and all of this nonsense. What we have seen is an Orioles team that since July of last year has not been good offensively. They were good in 22, second half, good in 23, especially with runners in scoring position when they won 101 games. And they did so well last year, they still finished in the top three or four in home runs and runs produced. So they were doing something right. Eventually, it falls on the players to execute your job. And you can sit here and blame launch angles and toe taps and all this. Sooner or later, Jackson Holliday's been hitting a baseball since he's probably been able to walk. Same with Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman, Colton Cowser, whomever. Sooner or later, you got to do your job. And they're just not getting the job done.
Let me interject this for a second, Bob. Is, you know, knowing kind of players and stuff, that confidence is a big, and belief in the coach. All right, if everybody on the team is struggling, you know, what kind of confidence do you have in that hitting coach to go to him because nobody's getting fixed? You know, I mean, that's...
But they've been with Ashe before, as Nolan said. Mm-hmm. So they have a relationship with him. Confidence has a lot to do with your own self-confidence.
I know, but the thing is, you know, if a player is getting better, You know, you see yourself getting better from what the guy's telling you. You'll do whatever he tells you. If you're not having success doing what he tells you, you're not going to buy into what he... That's maybe why Jackson's going, hey, Dad, what are you saying?
Well, he looked at game film himself, and they tried to toe-tap him all of this stuff. I mean, I think that's more of an outlier. That kid was the number one draft pick for a reason. But to have a total team malaise, I think it's way more than just blaming Cody Ashe, who's 3 months on the job.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
It's bigger. At some point in time, and Vinny, you should know this, because you felt the wrath of getting cundiffed. The players have to do their jobs instead of just keep blaming it on somebody else.
I think the thing I would question is, all right, a lot of these guys, especially the big-name players on this team, Henderson, Rutschman, you know, when they came up, I mean, we talk about it all the time. Did they have any extended failure in their career? I mean, they just cruised through T-ball, through high school, through college. They were the best thing.
Wiffle ball.
Right, all of that. And you face some form of adversity. Are these the proper coaches, or are they giving the proper message to actually get a guy out of a slump for the first time in his life? I mean, it's foreign territory. I mean, when was the last time a Gunnar Henderson or Adley Rutschman, more specifically, because he's had the extended slump, has dealt with something like this and had to receive tough love coaching, so to speak? Like, hey, you're stinking it up. You got to change this. You got to change that. Well, he's like, this is the way I've been standing in the box my whole life.
Player knows he's stinking. I mean, he's putting more pressure on himself than any hitting.
That's what we just said. And at some point in time, they self-reflect. I mean, I've done so well with this style of play that they might resist change.
Could be. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hey, Cedric Mullins in the throes of a 3-for-38. He was great in April. Cody Ashe bleeped him up in May. You know, the pitchers try too.
Yeah. The other thing, Bob, could be is, you know, I know how players, they know quicker than anybody whether a coach is good, whether a player is good. You ask at the first minicamp practice, you ask the veterans, will this guy help us? You know, I think it's same with coaches. And I'm sure like when Joe D came, you know, when Joe D passed, Warhop comes in. What do you guys think? You know, and that could be, I mean, with the coach. You know, they don't believe, because they talk, the players talk amongst each other.
So we're firing Cody Ashe. Is that what we're doing today? Is he going with high?
Well, he's not on a seat is not cool. We'll say that.
No. You got to blame somebody.